Welcome to Prairie Craft Almanac, a podcast about craft, nature, and simple creative living. From discussions on sewing and knitting to just sharing resources and chatting about what's going on in the studio or garden, this is where I like to talk about all things creative. I'm your host, Leanne, and I'm also the maker behind Moth and Rust DIY, a blog where I share free knitting patterns, sewing tutorials, interviews with other creatives, and more. I'm all about living a creative life, and it's always my goal to inspire, encourage, and lift up others in their own creative journeys. Hello and welcome. It has been a while since I've talked to you last. I kind of knew I'd be taking a break, but I didn't realize it would be this long. I probably should have known better, but you know how it is sometimes. Also, if you're listening to the audio podcast, you may not know this, but if you're watching the video podcast, you do know I am recording this as a video. And this is something I used to try to attempt when I very, very first started the podcast. And I felt that it would be easier until I know what I'm doing to maybe stick with an audio format. However, that being said, I thought I'd give the video another shot. Now, if you're listening to the audio version, you probably aren't going to miss a whole lot. I might throw something onto the screen, I don't know. But if you prefer watching videos, I wanted to have that option, and I kind of wanted to practice doing videos again, and maybe it'll become a thing. I don't know. We'll see. But again, I'm not going to probably record a video every time I do a podcast. But every now and then I might give it a shot. So just FYI. So what have I been up to lately? Well, as I mentioned in the last episode, I was preparing for a couple events. And one of those was ICT Fashion Tour. This is a series of events meant to highlight local designers. And the first one, I believe, was held last fall. And they're going to have a finale event this September. And I wasn't technically a designer at the runway show. I did have one piece in there, thanks to my friend Nina. But I did have a sort of demo booth, and I had zines to give away and even cotton seeds, and I had a few items for sale, including the ICT SOS bags, which I still have for sale, by the way. And proceeds from that go to ICT SOS. If you want to learn more about that, link in the video description or the show notes. But anyway, ICT Fashion Tour was a really great event. It was so inspiring and also very casual, though. I got to speak with a lot of people who are interested in learning to sew, or who already sew or thrift, and just are wanting to get into slow fashion. And it reminded me of part of the reason I like to do what I do. And it was just really uplifting and exhilarating. And I'm so appreciative of ICT Fashion Tour, as well as the hosts, for having this event. So it was really good for me to like ease on into getting back into public, you know, amongst other humans. And it was just overall really good. I made a video about it. If you want to check, that's on my channel. I'll link in the description. And also, I was doing, after that, the Clearwater Art Walk, which is an event I've been doing pretty much every year since it started. Well, not since it started, but right after. The next year, in 2016, I started doing that. Clearwater is a small town, but the art walk is a pretty big deal. Again, just such an inspiring, uplifting event. Trisha Nichols is the person who organizes it, and she's also a friend of mine, and I met her because of the art walk. And she does so much to make this event go smoothly, and it's free for artists, it's free for those who attend, and of course, you can choose to purchase and support local artists, but it's just a great free family event with a really strong sense of community, and I appreciate that so much. And even though I'm a big introvert, I really did need that connection, I guess, with other people who appreciate art and creating, and I think it was just really good for me. So I'm hopeful to be involved in some other things. And there's also something else I want to talk about, but there's nothing for me to say. It's it's so early right now. Just know I'm excited about some potential things coming up in my community area. If you're a local, you know, that might be exciting for you too. It involves art and outdoors, and that's honestly all I can say right now. And speaking of art, I also started an email newsletter for people in the area, Wichita or even South Central Kansas, where I can share art and cultural events that are coming up. And so if you are a local, you might check out Leanne's Art Club. That's a different thing from Moth and Rust, although I do try to share creatives on my regular Moth and Rust newsletter. This is something a little bit different. So again, link in the show notes. Welcome to a windy day in the garden. So I was having quite a bit of anxiety earlier about the garden. I feel a little more comfortable now, like things are getting put in, but there's still a lot that we need to do, but I don't feel like we're totally behind now. We've got a ton of onions in the ground, Vidalia and another type of, I think, yellow Granix onion. We have snow peas, beets, and more beets. We have radishes. I planted a few baby bok choy. I also started planting some flowers directly in the ground. It might be a little early for that. I started some in pots. We also started some tomatoes in pots. And we finally got the potatoes in the other day. Usually we like to do those like toward the end of March. We did them, I think, on April 7th, but it's still not too late, you know. We need to put a fence around the peas though, because I know the rabbits will eat those off. I'm honestly surprised they have not yet. And now I'm inside because it is way too windy. I was hoping we would be able to do a sort of market garden this year. And we probably still will have a few things that we can either give away or sell or whatever, if we have just too much. But like pretty much every year, it's a lot and there's a lot going on. I have so much time to plan that I get a little too confident, and then I kind of get lazy toward spring, I guess, and then realize, oh, it's time to put things in the ground. But again, I feel a lot less anxiety than I did before, and I think hopefully it'll be a good garden. So I have finally begun reading Fiber Shed by Rebecca Burgess. It's a book I had been meaning to start. It was in my TBR pile, and finally I've begun. And let me tell you, aside from enjoying it quite a lot, it is not a fluffy craft book. You know how sometimes you come across books that are really beautiful and inspiring, they have gorgeous photos, but the actual content might be a little lacking as far as substance. And there's nothing wrong with those types of books, but this book, Fiber Shed, quite frankly, it has taken me a little bit to get through because it talks about a lot. The current state of fast fashion, of course, GMOs and processing, and of course the fiber sheds that they're trying to cultivate. It consists of fiber and artisans and mills and just everybody from the actual production of the fiber to the production of an outfit. That's what a fiber shed is, more or less. Read the book because it is very good. Burgess goes into detail about how fibers are grown and cultivated, and I'm really loving it. Even though it's not a fluffy craft book, there still are amazing photos in it to enjoy. Again, I'm sorry I didn't start reading this earlier because it is very good. And on the Kansas Fiber Shed home front, I guess, I received some wool. I actually got some free this past fall, and I purchased some from the same woman who is raising merino sheep. and she's starting to, I think, perhaps market her wool, but she isn't quite ready to sell yet. So, but I'm hoping when she is, I will be able to tell you about her, because this is really lovely wool, and she cleaned it herself. She even sheared her sheep herself. So I'm very excited to start spinning that. So the thing I didn't mention in my garden update is that this year I'm also growing green cotton. I'm not doing the brown because I have so much of that right now. I'm just doing this green, and it needs to be planted a little bit earlier, I guess. So I did start it indoors, and they are coming up now in their little flat, and hopefully soonish, I think I'll be able to plant them outside. But generally I would wait until probably May to plant my brown cotton directly in the ground here in Kansas. But again, this variety of green takes a little longer to grow. So that's a fun new experiment I'll be doing. You know, I'm always so hopeful that the next episode I will have a little bit more for you. Not just an update, not just me rambling about the same old things. I suppose it makes sense because I do a lot of the same stuff all the time, don't we all? But like I said, I've been really inspired. I've been meeting and seeing people online too that are doing awesome things, and I'm excited to learn more and do more. So this is yet again probably more of a ramble on what I've been doing. I've been feeling better lately for the most part about things. I hope you're doing well, and I've said this before, and I feel like it's an easy thing to say, but truly, if you are in need of help or encouragement or resources about anything, I really do hope you'll reach out to me. I might not be able to do a lot, but if there's anything I can do, or if I can help connect you to a resource, or maybe we can brainstorm something together, let me know. Even though this podcast, because of the nature of podcasts, is pretty much a one-sided conversation, at least while I'm doing it, I really appreciate you so much. I cannot say how much I appreciate you and your time to listen to me, usually just rambling on. So I do hope you'll say hello if you haven't yet. If you're following me on Instagram because you found me through the podcast, let me know. And if you have questions about anything, don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. You can reach me through my website at mothandrustdiy.com, of course. You can also email me, or you can follow me on Instagram at moth_and_rust. And as always, I will post links to all of these things and all the things I talk about on the show in the show notes or the video description, if it's a video podcast. If you enjoy this show, I hope you will consider leaving a review or sharing it with a friend on your platform of choice. And if you do that, please tag me. To find free patterns, tutorials, and so much more, be sure to visit my website, mothandrustdiy.com. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to the channel, or just, you know, whatever. Once again, thank you so much. I hope you are well, and please take care.